tempt your palate and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome back, my friend. Chef and a Fat Man live from the fabulous Avalon Center in beautiful Alpharetta, Georgia. It's the Whole Foods of Avalon. Avalon is one of those places that it's a little downscale from the way Chef Eric was raised, it's upscale by most people's standards. Anyway, we are here celebrating fine culinary. We have Chef Olivia White. She is the official chef for Whole Foods at Avalon. Lovely lady, extraordinarily talented, personality beyond belief, and she actually cooks good too. But she's got some great recipes, and I have been sifting through the massive audience. And it's like when the food's ready, we had people literally standing here an hour to wait and listen and see what you guys were doing. And the reviews were absolutely, as you would say in Australia, smashing.
There you go.
That's wonderful. Well, I'll tell you what, that chili's fantastic. That turned out really, really nicely.
Well, you had great reviews on that sandwich. Right. I have my piece sitting over to the side. I'm going to be enjoying that later in private.
Excellent.
But when I can enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, funny you should mention that. But Chef Eric, and this is, see, here on Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, we're one of the very few shows keeps you on the cutting edge of what goes on behind the scenes as well as in front of the house. Well, I went out and volunteered to buy Michael the Whip, our wonderful engineer and producer, a fine beverage. If you're ever in Whole Foods, you've got to go back and check their teas, their sweet tea, their different flavored teas. Now, this one is pomegranate black tea, unsweet. You get a nice big glass for like $3, but refills. I've been over there 5 times. It is amazing. But I came back and brought it, and I put it on the edge of one of the tables. It fell and splashed all over the floor. And so I picked up my cup, went and got Michael's, came back, and it appeared that my cup had a leak. So we have created something new for those who like to drink safely. It is a Chef Eric came up with a blue a food service glove that we slid over it, and so now you've got the little fingers are filling up with the tea, and so you've actually got reservoir fingers that are filling up with, and we have safe iced tea now.
All right. Long setup for that. So anyway, let's get back to cooking. So now what we're going to do is a stuffed chicken breast. And here at Whole Foods, they've got these fantastic double-sized chicken breasts, air-dried. They're just really nice. They're very, this one I'm using is a skinless, boneless breast. And I'm going to take some brie.
Oh, that's... I think that's my favorite cheese of all time, is brie.
Yeah, yeah. And this is a nice... this is a 70% fat. It's going to hold up a little bit better to temperature than a higher fat content. And we're sort of going to trim away some of the rind. And we're just going to sort of spread it down onto these chicken breasts that I butterflied open each side of it. And
do you ever eat the rind when you serve brie at home?
Huh?
Do you eat the rind when you serve the brie at home?
Yeah.
I like the brine.
Yeah, you can totally eat the rind. It's just, we just don't need that in this particular recipe. All right.
Brie is my favorite cheese. I love brie cheese. Triple creme brie cheese.
Yeah.
Or double creme.
This is double creme.
Yeah, double creme is good too.
But the double I like better in this recipe because the cheese will hold up a little bit better.
Yeah, a little better.
Than the triple. Okay, so we've basically hollowed out one wedge of brie for two chicken breasts. So You're going to use a lot of it. And I'm spreading it on one half of that chicken breast. Or both of them. Really? Okay. Now, food safety. Remember, you're touching raw chicken. So, don't eat that brie when you've touched the raw chicken. But anyway, that's for... If he passes out or if he keels over, that's his problem.
If I pass out, Olivia, you give me the mouth-to-mouth, will you?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I can
rest in peace is the thing that
pretty much
to
guarantee
mind.
You, yeah. That's what it would end up being. All right. So, now what I want to do is I want to add some lomo americano, which is basically, again, pork tenderloin. This is a... raised right here, and it's a cured pork loin. You could use a serrano ham, a prosciutto, something like that as well. But I'm just going to stuff this nice full of some of this. And the prosciutto is going to give it a saltier flavor. But this is more almost a smoky flavor on this one. This is made right here in the U.S., if you go over to the cheese department, which you have to if you come to Whole Foods, because it's an amazing department, you'll find all these great like salamis and things like that that you don't normally see. And this is an example of one that's really, really good. All right, now we're going to take some pear. And the pear we're going to slice. And I'm going to cut away the core, and then just thin slice some slices, about half of a pear for each half of the chicken. Go ahead and leave the skin on.
Any particular kind of pears better than not?
I mean, whatever's in season at the time is probably fine. This is a chalco? No, what is the...
Start. I think they start with an A.
No, it starts with a C.
Oh, C?
Yeah, this pair starts with a C. Anyway, but... so, slice this. And again, I'm just doing...
Very thin.
Half moon thin slices. You don't want it too thick, because you do have to roll this up. Okay. Doesn't have to look terribly pretty on right now. Okay, so let me get my gloves on just for giggles. Now, of course,
well,
this might take 5 minutes.
Yes, I was going to say, since Chef Eric is going to try to put on his gloves, I will fill up the time. Did you know that on this day in 1791, Charles Babbage was born? Now, you may think to yourself, really? Here's what he did. He invented the actual... adding machine.
Oh.
There you go. I mean, really? He also invented the cow catcher.
Something called the abacus.
The cow catcher on the front of locomotives.
Oh, yeah.
So that...
Yeah, that's not a nice name, though, because they're really not catching the cow. They're basically shoving both halves of the cow that get skewered, because it's like this pointed thing on the front of the trains, so that if a cow was on the track, it could basically drive through...
The herds.
And push... And
man.
Push the cows.
Wow.
Yes. Now, in 1865, James Mason of Franklin, Massachusetts, received the first U.S. patent for something that is instrumental in people's lives. Now, see if you can catch it with the name James H. Mason. The patent on? No. That's what I was hoping I would sucker you all into.
No, I'm thinking, hold on, like... something having to do with office supplies.
Close.
Okay.
A coffee percolator.
Coffee percolator.
He got
okay.
The first patent for a coffee percolator in 1865. And Chef Eric's gloves are on, and we're off of trivia for a few more minutes. Chef
okay.
Eric, we got 1 minute.
All right. So basically, we've now filled up or stuffed this chicken breast, and we need to truss it a little bit. So I'm going to take some butcher twine. And everyone's sort of got a different method of how they truss things. just like to give myself initially a little double knot here. And while Kevin goes off microphone because of his cough. And then, let me see.
If you do this right, never the twain shall meet.
Yeah. Thanks.
You know, it's tough being the witty one on this show.
It is tough. You're right. I've always thought that myself.
Well, when we come back, Chef Eric will finish trussing up his chicken breasts. Chef Olivia is waiting in the wings for his permission. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about celebrating a good life, having a good time in the kitchen. Chef and a Fat Man live from Whole Foods in Avalon.